Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, boy. Those are the ugliest jerseys ever. What's ugly? The Pittsburgh jerseys they wore against Green Bay or the Green Bay jerseys they used to wear?
Both tied for ugliest. Oh,
the leather helmet is coming back.
The what?
Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah.
The leather helmet?
Yeah.
Helmet?
Yeah.
Those are coming back.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Wow. I would have thought the NFL wouldn't let them do that.
No, it's a helmet that looks like a leather helmet.
I know.
It's a painted leather helmet.
I know. How funny would it be, though? Not funny. Somebody probably get really hurt. But
be very entertaining.
Yeah, there was a school that did that earlier this year, a college team. Had a alternate uniform, and they made the helmet look like it was leather straps.
Whatever.
You're doing too much.
Yeah.
You're doing too much. It was Illinois. That's right.
Was it Illinois?
That's probably why Washington beat them so bad on Saturday, because they remember them doing something like that.
Ew.
Yeah, I haven't gotten a chance to talk about that at all, so I'm getting my little mentions in there, here and there. It was an impressive win for the
Washington. Good for y'all, man. Good for y'all.
6-3. 6-3. And they got three bad teams ahead of them. Should be 9-2 when they play Oregon.
Did you think you'd be here?
No, I didn't. I did not. But here we are, and who would have thought? All right, 15 minutes away from an AMA. We'll answer any question that you got, get the phone lines opened, and do that as we always do to wrap up the show. But smoking.
We got no insults?
Joe, I don't know. I don't know. It's kind of liking Joe these days.
Okay.
Kind of weird.
We've got 92.9 The Game's midday host, Andy and Randy, at a combined 12 feet, 3 inches, and just under 400 pounds.
Remember about doing a Wade Before Tailgate show with them?
Makes you more likable?
Yeah, I'm liking it.
Y'all are bonding?
I think we're bonding.
Don't get too tight, little Matt.
Don't get too tight.
Yeah, you know how you get. Somebody says something nice to you, y'all will say y'all friends.
I'm quick to befriend.
Yeah, he's so quick to befriend.
Quick to be friends.
Have you guys seen the leather helmet style guardian cap that goes over the leather helmet style helmet? Yeah. I saw that. It's kind of funny.
Did I miss something?
So they make a guardian cap out of leather?
Are you serious?
No. They make a guardian cap that has the leather football helmet looking like paint job on it.
Oh, so Romeo Doubs is, because he wears the guardian cap. His is like the oh my God. Right. Looking like a damn Tootsie Pop.
They should put an actual leather.
A damn Tootsie Pop.
I have an unpopular opinion. Maybe it's popular. I don't know. Maybe it's not the right thing to say, but I'm going to say it. I think the Guardian caps look so bad. I get it, but I think they're so bad they shouldn't wear them. That's my take.
They are eminently make funnable.
I don't think safety is that important.
That's my take. God.
What?
It is raggedy.
Yeah.
You see it? Have you seen it?
No. Let me see.
Look at that right there. That is hideous.
Looks like a chestnut.
On the open farm.
Like a Buckeye on top of their head.
Oh, Ohio State should do that. That'd be a good idea.
Exactly.
Joe, have you ever ate a Buckeye?
Well, there's a candy. There's like a dessert that's called a Buckeye. That's like a peanut butter ball that's dipped in chocolate.
Okay.
I have had many of those. Those are fantastic.
But that's not a real Buckeye.
Are the other Buckeyes even edible? I don't even know.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's a poisonous chestnut.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I didn't know. That's why I was asking Joe. Nuts are open fall.
You can't eat all nuts. Some of them are.
So back in the old timey day, a person, because of the Buckeye tree, is the tree of Ohio. A person from Ohio was just called a Buckeye, so that's how the Ohio State Buckeyes get their name.
Like we got a bitternut pecan tree in our front yard, a hickory bitternut tree in the front yard. Can't eat them. I thought they were pecans at first, and I was like, great, we're going to be able to make pies. Other pecan. What else do you make out of pecans? Probably nothing.
That's about it.
Pies.
That's it.
Fritters.
Feed the squirrels.
Pralines.
Pralines, something.
What the hell's a praline?
I think that's a different
nut. That's a great question.
It's a pecan, like with syrup, and it hardens, and it's candy.
All right. So we could have done that.
All right, Joe.
In fact, we were doing nothing.
Joe,
this is what happens when the Falcons lose to the Dolphins 34-10.
Yeah, I know, right?
Like, what the hell?
I'd rather talk about nuts. All right. Which Falcon who's hurt do they most need to come back fastest?
Michael Penix.
Yeah.
I don't even know. Like, all of them, it's Michael Penix.
Not Drake London.
To me, it was so clear that this offense needs his arm in it. Like, you know, whatever Kirk Cousins brings to the table at this point, it's so evident that the arm talent is just of two different worlds between him and Michael Penix. And Michael Penix can make some of these receivers look good because he can put the ball in certain areas with the kind of velocity that's needed when these receivers, receiving group that's without – you know, some key players and is therefore just, you know, not as talented as the people they're going up against. Michael Penix can kind of put it in the spots where they need it. Now, it's not consistent. It's not been consistent enough for Michael Penix to this point in the season. And you hope to see that consistency kind of develop over the course of, frankly, years. Like, it's just something that over the course of his career will get better. But to me, like, they just need him so badly to make this offense work the way it's designed under Zach Robinson.
Joe, what do they do defensively? Because of the loss of Devon Diablo is glaring.
It really is.
And I know, you know, JT was thrown into action and everything like that, but how do you kind of, it's hard to say fill the void, but help out with the void that he's gone? Because we all know, and it's been beat, the dead horse has been beaten by how bad it has been since he's been gone.
No doubt. And like, it is a void because, and the way that Ulbrich phrases it is like, no one moves backwards better than Devon Diablo. And what he's talking about is obviously just like playing coverage and being able to do some of those coverage things that you would typically ask a DB to do. And you get that from your linebacker because, you know, the coverage is kind of like a puzzle that you have to put the pieces together. And because Devon Diablo is able to fill so many different pieces of that puzzle on a given play, it then allows Ulbrich to do a lot more in terms of disguising things and using other players in certain ways. And now that he doesn't have that piece in Devon Diablo, you've got to figure out, first of all, somebody who can, but then also that has ramifications for all those other players and all those other ways that Jeff Ulbrich would like to use some of those other players. So like Jeff Ulbrich might not be able to use Caden Ellis in the way that he had been able to when Diablo was playing. So it's not just that you're losing Diablo, but it's also that you're losing a dynamic from a lot of the other players, and that's just something they're going to have to deal with. I want to address one thing, which is, you know, a lot of people have been speculating whether Jalen Walker can be one of those off-ball linebackers
or one
of those players who comes in and fills in. And what I got from Ulbrich yesterday was just he's not at the level that he would need to be in terms of moving backwards and being able to fill Diablo's role in that sense. And they will use Jalen Walker going forward, like in some off-ball linebacker situations, but he's always going to be somebody I think that they want coming forward toward the line of scrimmage, affecting it in that respect, and because that's what he's best at.
I heard Coach was talking about Storm Norton practicing yesterday, and maybe there being a competition now at right tackle. Is that the case? Do you think that that's kind of open now with Storm Norton healthy?
I think it has to be. And, you know, we don't get to see the portions of practice where we would actually see, you know, who's like kind of first and second string and stuff like that. But I would have to think that, you know, he's going to come in and potentially be an option for them, you know, at that tackle position. And I think that, you know, with Elijah Wilkinson, he's a versatile piece at this point where okay, he's maybe not the swing tackle, but like, listen, like you could still have him come in and play right tackle or a guard in a certain situation if he's up on game day. So he can still provide value in that respect. But, you know, I think guys, like, for as good as, and as much of an improvement as Storm Norton might be to Elijah Wilkinson in certain respects, especially in the pass protection game, that's where Storm Norton really, that's where his strong suit really is. This team is just so evident to me that they miss Caleb McGarry so much, mm-hmm. and they miss that ability to just call that outside zone to the right where they can run behind two guys that they really trust in Chris Lindstrom and Caleb McGarry to get push and to just pick up positive yards and keep themselves in the down and distances that they want to be in, because that's something that just has not been that reliable this year, just in terms of the outside zone in general, just like, you know, just hasn't been as like regular in terms of the amount of yards you're able to pick up when you go to that play call. And so that's really something that I don't think even Storm Norton is going to be able to replace. But I think that that's also going to be the determining factor in who is that right tackle. I think it's whoever is actually the better one in that those run situations.
Yeah, last one for me. And, you know, obviously I'll be listening to Wait For It tailgate show when you and Andy are on. But tell me, how do you think this game plays out and your initial thought process of it?
I think that, you know, I think the Falcons have every chance to go out there and beat this Patriots team. And I know that sounds crazy when you just saw them get destroyed at home by a 1-6 team, where the Falcons have basically everything going in their favor in terms of the matchups. But the Falcons team is also, we know that they're not, it's not like they're untalented. It's not like they can't rise up and beat a team like the Buffalo Bills, like they did on Monday Night Football. I think the question mark for the Falcons team has always been about the consistency and whether they can string 3, 4, even 5 wins together that leads them on to, you know, a run that could, you know, take them to an NFC South title, which has been their goal for a long time. And that's clearly just is still not manifesting. And that's, I think, the biggest frustration coming out of this Dolphins game is that this team just continues not to win the games where you would expect them to win and any team that's competing for, you know, conference or a division championship to win. And so, but I, you know, and they could lose. I'm not saying they're going to win. Like, obviously, we, any given Sunday, we don't know what's going to transpire. But, you know, I would not kind of, you know, count the Falcons out at this point in time.
No, neither would I, obviously. But it feels like they need a good performance, yeah, doesn't man. It? Like, I mean, obviously, they need to go 100%. Out there and play well and win. But they need to show up and just, they just looked incompetent last weekend.
It sounds like from hearing Chris Lindstrom, like there's been like a challenge to that offensive line in particular to, like, you know, turn it around. Basically, they need the offensive line to play much, much better. Yes. Like, they have to play better. That's the building block of a win right there. I think that this Falcons team in general is going to feel like there's a challenge against them this week.
It's the second time this year we've had one of those during the week.
Yeah, exactly.
The offensive line's manhood has been challenged. Just keep challenging it, yep. I guess, every week if that's what it takes. Joe, we appreciate it.
Appreciate it, JP.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Smoking Joe Patrick there, 92.9 The Game, Falcons Insider. You can hear me and Joe Sunday morning at 9 a.m. We'll get ready for the Patriots and Falcons game.
I might as well do this just to remind everybody, guys, right after this, immediately after our show, after the AMA that's about to come up, join Dukes and Bell for a special edition of their show. They will be live from Metro Bottle on Marietta Boulevard at 2 o'clock, 2 to 6, gay, Dukes and Bell, Metro Bottle on Marietta Street. Marietta Boulevard.
Why don't we ever get to broadcast from a liquor?
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Store
because they know that I'll be, you know.
This sounds like fun. We like liquor.
Who doesn't like liquor?
I don't know. Everybody does.
Yeah, no, some people like liquor.
All right, we'll come back, answer all your questions, Any question, any topic in the AMA, 404-726-0929. Load up the phone lines and ask us anything on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.